BP News, and Ben Thomas. In Egypt, all sides are expressing optimism for a deal between Israel and Hamas that would end the war in Gaza. And the White House President Trump saying,
"We're going to get peace in the Middle East. That's what we want to do."
Later posting that Israel and Hamas have agreed to pause the fighting and release at least some hostages and prisoners. Trump calls it the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace that he says will result in the release of all the remaining hostages. In other news, former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty to charges he lied to Congress. Alana Durkin-Richer reports the trial is set for January 5th.
This kicks off what we expect is going to be a legal battle over these charges. Comey's defense lawyers suggested at the hearing today that they're going to seek to have the charges dismissed before trial by arguing that it was a vindictive prosecution brought at the direction of President Trump.
President Trump says Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson should be jailed for failing to protect ICE officers. Pritzker's reaction?
This is somebody who's so insecure that he lashes out pretending that he can come arrest people for no reason at all.
In California, a 29-year-old man's been charged with igniting the January fire that destroyed L.A.'s Pacific Palisades neighborhood and left 12 people dead. And Lisa Dwyer reports the last of 10 inmates who escaped from a New Orleans jail in May has been captured in Atlanta.
After a brief standoff at a house, 28-year-old Derek Groves was taken into custody after evading authorities for nearly 5 months. Groves had the most violent criminal record of the escapees, with a murder conviction and facing a possible life sentence. The other 9 escapees were recaptured within 6 weeks of breaking out. The men squeezed through a hole behind a toilet and scaled a barbed wire fence. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. Dolly Parton is fine. Julie Walker explains.
I'm not ready to die yet. I don't think God is through with me, and I ain't done working.
The 79-year-old Wednesday posting on her social media.
That AI picture of Reba and me, ooh, Lordy. I mean, they had Reba at my deathbed. And we both look like we need to be buried. But and I thought, oh, my Lord, but if I was really dying, I don't think Reba would be the one at my deathbed.
Parton filmed the clip while doing publicity for the Grand Ole Opry.
There's just a lot of rumors flying around. But I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
Last month, the singer postponed her first Las Vegas residency in 32 years, citing health challenges and moving it to next year. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.